Hate crimes in LA County dropped by 17% last year to 384. This is the lowest number since officials began collecting data in 1980. As Kelly O'Mara reports, the number of attacks against Jews and gays dropped the most, but they're still the biggest targets.
The good news is that hate crimes in LA are on the decline. But, as in years past, African Americans are still the biggest target for attacks, followed by gays and lesbians, Jews, and Latinos. In one incident, a black man walking down the street in Duarte was attacked by two Latino men, beaten until he blacked out, and robbed. Sheriff John Scott emphasized that the work is not yet done.
Los Angeles County is a melting pot of diversity, but we do not want it becoming a boiling pot of hate and intolerance.
On the plus side, the number of crimes targeting gay men and Jews both dropped by almost half. Anti-Jewish crimes do still make up almost three-quarters of all religion-based crimes. This year, there was also a brief spike in anti-Semitic attacks over the summer when Israel and Gaza were exchanging fire. Most hate crimes, though, are not religiously motivated, but are motivated by racial hatred. African Americans are the primary victims, followed by Latinos. The report shows that blacks and Latinos most commonly target each other. Commission Director Robin Thomas said attacks are often sparked by racial epithets, and as neighborhoods change demographically, hate crimes tend to rise, too.
There is racism alive and well.
Crimes against trans people were one of the few types of hate crimes that increased this year, and every single one of these crimes was violent. Chris Argyros from the LA LGBT Center said the rise in the number is both discouraging and encouraging.
It's a little bit of a double-edged sword. I actually am happy to see that there are more being reported.
Danielle Nava, who has the California Conference for Equality and Justice, said that even if we don't think hate crimes involve us, we still have a role in stopping hatred.
It is our problem as a society. And so for us to be able to recognize hate speech when we hear it, for us to catch our own biases and stereotypes, those are things and ways that actually do influence.
Think you don't have any biases? The commission has developed an online test for people to find out about their unconscious biases and prejudices. Take the test at withinourlifetime.net. Kelly O'Mara, Annenberg Radio News.